Good morning to you, Shelley.
Now, I understand from reading a little bit about you, you're a local author, first off. I should let people know that.
Yes, I am, from Ottawa.
And this is your first book, and you come from, what is it, the high-tech world to decide that you want to take a stab at writing. How did that all work out for you?
Well, as I said, I was an IT consultant for many years, working for a large local company. And I guess I'd reached one of those significant birthdays when I sort of sat down and said, well, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? And I knew it really wasn't consulting. So I'd always had writing as something I'd always wanted to do. It was always sort of lurking in the back of my mind. So I thought, well, it was now or never. So literally I sat down to write the novel, which came out last October, Death's Golden Whisper.
Great, and it's in stores now, and I admire you for taking that on. That's very exciting, and because I know I like to write, but you know, it's something that's in the background, and you never really take time out to sit down and put, you know, pen to paper and let the creative juices start flowing. But I admire people who do take that opportunity, and when it actually follows through and works out.
Well, I certainly was very glad it worked. It was not a short process, though.
I'm sure. Now let's talk about the book. Death's Golden Whisper is what it's called. Set in West Quebec. Why did you choose that scene?
Well, I guess I've always had a great love for, the Canadian Shield country of Canada. And I chose West Quebec because that's where I spend half my time. My husband and I have a log cabin in Mulgrave and Derry, about a half hour north of northeast of Buckingham. And I love nothing better to wander the woods and canoe the lakes and rivers around there, so I thought it would be perfect for the setting of my novel.
It sounds very pristine, woodsy, remote, as you just described, and the book is about, I guess, the best way to describe it, about an evasion of sorts.
Yes, it is. It's all about the concern of a mining company wants to develop a gold mine and really threatens the paradise that the main character, Meg Harris, has established for herself and really ruined that environment. So she wants to protect it and prevent the gold mine from developing.
And it really divides the community.
Yes, it does. She joins forces with her neighbor, who's the band chief of the Megiskan Algonquin. It's a large reserve that literally neighbors her property, which is also a large property on Echo Lake, which is a fictitious lake, the reserve itself becomes very split as to whether the mine should happen or not, because, of course, you're looking at environmental issues versus jobs, and so that divides the reserve and ignites all sorts of events that obviously lead to murder at one point in time.
Now, it's described a Meg Harris mystery. Tell us a little bit about Meg herself and the type of character she is.
Well, Meg is a city girl herself. She grew up in Toronto and spent pretty well all her life there, except she had an aunt, a great aunt, who had this wonderful property in this area of West Quebec. And when her aunt died, she basically left it to her grandniece. And Meg herself, she had reached that point in time where her marriage was really a disaster. She was fed up with Toronto, and so she basically wanted to escape, and so she fled to this northern wilderness to hopefully restart her life and find herself again.
This is your first book, as we have mentioned. Will there be further development of Meg Harris and her character? Will we see another book, perhaps, by you?
Oh, yes, there's definitely a second book with my publisher now. The title of it is Red Ice for a Shroud, and that will probably be coming out in 2006.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck with this new book, Death's Golden Whisper, and we look forward to more from you in the future.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on.